Miss Ragamuffin.
Hey, yo, uh-huh. Original Rude Boy Killer.
Come in here, Shaggy.
Hi, my name is Cindy Roy, and my TechWest project is to have students create their own video tutorials, most likely using Movie Maker, on how to work with basic operations with integers, primarily addition and subtraction with positive and negative numbers. So what I've been doing is really just looking for good internet resources that show additional strategies on working with integers, and I want to include as many of these, you know, really good resources in a web quest that I'm going to create for students that will outline their goals and expectations for their own individual video creations. The web quest will take the students step by step through their entire process from start to finish, and I would also like to include as many visual examples in the web quest that I'm going to create, including a short video tutorial showing me the teacher teaching basic operations with integers so that they have an understanding of what the end result is going to look like for themselves. The problem that I have encountered, at least what I consider a problem, is finding additional teaching examples that are unlike strategies that I use while teaching basic operations with integers. I can always find internet sites that show addition and subtraction with positive and negative numbers by relating the concept to thermometers and by yards lost and gained on a football field, but I'm struggling to find any more that are creative than that. But then I realize that perhaps there are students who may have developed their own way of understanding basic operations with integers. So I'm trying to remember that my goal is to have the students teach operations with integers their own way. So perhaps they are going to come up with some of their own strategies that work for them and will assist their class-based understanding. Fortunately, I can also say that I have found a few videos on the internet that do show some creative strategies. And additionally, I'm trying to find really good internet sites that are not wordy, they're simple, they give a lot of good visual examples. So I'm still searching for, you know, the perfect sites to include as resources in my web quest for the students. Originally, I was going to have the students work on their own individual projects, but then I decided it was going to be a better option to have students work collaboratively with a partner while creating their video tutorials. That way this project becomes twofold. One, the students become the teachers. Two, student learning and achievement is enhanced through collaborative work. I was delighted to think of Microsoft's website in the hopes of finding their own videos that provide tutorials on how to use Movie Maker. So I will also be including that link and videos while creating my web quest for the students. The times that I have used Movie Maker in my language arts classes while teaching middle level 7th and 8th graders, I found that students had no difficulties in learning how to use Movie Maker, and they were actually really thrilled with learning how to use it, and I often heard them talking about how cool it was, and they were going to go home and, you know, use Movie Maker to create their own movies. And the cool thing about the Movie Maker tutorials that I found is that it shows a lot of editing tools that I didn't know how to use myself. So I'm really hoping that I will have the opportunity to get back into a middle-level math teaching position so that I will be able to see how well this project works as a strategy for teaching basic operations with integers, because it is one curriculum objective that I struggled with while trying to get students to lose their fear of positive and negative numbers. It was frustrating as a teacher to continually reteach addition and subtraction with negative numbers, especially when we were further into the year and came to pre-algebra, solving equations using inverse operations, because I had to take the time to reteach the concept. I also hope that given this project will probably take a good week to complete, that I will actually have the time to implement it fully. I do think that having students develop their own teaching strategies, their own videos, to learn how to work with basic operations with integers will be a great strategy as a teacher and enhance their learning. So the goal is to let the students teach to learn.